Hello there, and welcome to our last but one edition of The Organist Entertains Before Christmas. Nigel Ogden here to introduce tonight's stars of the console. And for starters, let's get ourselves off to Suffolk to hear from the ex-regal Harrogate Compton, now installed at Mere Farm Hawley, and Deadly Savage's arrangement of that famous Top of the Form theme tune, Marching Strings. Marching Strings from Deadly Savage at the Mere Farm Compton in Hawley. On the sunny side of the street seems a rather optimistic idea for December, but that's where we find Rivian Davis this evening on Technics E33 Electronic.
Thank you.
Vivian Davis on Technics E33 on the sunny side of the street. With so many different electronic organ makes and models available these days, it must be quite a job for potential customers to know which to go for. Still, it's good to know from your letters that you enjoy hearing the various instruments that we have on the programme. And here's another, the Elka EP12 in the hands of Mike Hall with My Foolish Heart.
Thank you.
the Elka EP12 and My Foolish Heart, played by Mike Hall. Well, for this week's special feature, instead of looking at the life and work of one of our famous organists, as we often do in our personality profile spot, I thought we'd turn our attentions to one of the three famous Wurlitzers installed in this country by the Paramount organisation. Their Manchester Theatre acquired a beautiful four-manual 20-rank Wurlitzer in 1930, and then during the following 2 years, two more instruments of the same make appeared, both of three manuals and 19 ranks of pipes. These were installed in Leeds and Newcastle-on-Tyne, and it's the second of these we're going to hear tonight, opened by one Vincent Trippett on September the 7th, 1931. One of the first resident organists at the Newcastle Paramount was Eric Lord, and he was followed by Con Doherty, who plays for us on this recording a beautiful composition by fellow organist the late Felton Rapley called Angela. Con Doherty at the Paramount Newcastle Wurlitzer. Con stayed for several years and was followed by Vincent Trippett, who played for the reopening of the cinema after it had become an Odeon, and Herbert Maxwell. Special guests over the years included American poet of the organ Jesse Crawford, who visited Newcastle during his European tour in the early 30s, and Reginald Dixon and Sandy McPherson both appeared there. In the pre-war years, the organ was one of the Paramount's main attractions, but after 1945, as the public's habits began to change with the advent of television, it was usually only heard on Saturdays. In 1964, the rank organisation announced that the organ was to be scrapped, but news of this reached the ears of Con Doherty, who managed to persuade the powers that be to sell it. Organ builder Dave Paulin came to the rescue and put this famous Paramount Wurlitzer into storage until a new home was found. Eventually, brothers Derek and Revel Kitchen heard about it and decided that it might sound rather nice in their car showroom in Diss. So, with the help of five Pantechnicons, the ex-Newcastle Wurlitzer moved into Norfolk and was rebuilt in the showroom by Dave Paulin, ready for reopening on October the 15th, 1972. Well, amongst a number of recordings made of the organ while it was at Diss is a cassette produced by the Cinema Organ Society featuring George Blackmore at the console. And here's his splendid arrangement with added piano of Murder on the Orient Express. George Blackmore playing the Dis Wurlitzer. Although regular concerts were held in the Kitchen Brothers Motor Showroom for several years, the cost of promoting them became too much, and this, in addition to the major operation which it took to clear the showroom of vehicles and put out the seating, eventually led to these events coming to an end, and the organ was subsequently resold. In 1982, it was bought by Nigel Turner of Northampton, who was about to open a brand new entertainment complex. He realised that the Wurlitzer would be quite an attraction, and so it has proved to be. Since the opening of Turner's musical merry-go-round, Nicholas Martin has entertained thousands of visitors each year. And here he is at the console of the ex-Paramount Newcastle Wurlitzer, now in its third home. Thank you. Mountain Greenery, Little Old Lady, Comrades and Crazy People, played by Nicholas Martin on the Wurlitzer at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton. Now, if, like me, you've never had the opportunity to experience a Canadian sunset, here's a musical version from Annette Long on Technics U90 Electronic. Annette Long's delightful portrayal of a Canadian sunset via the many and varied sounds of the Technics U90. Now, Grosvenor Records have recently released a new LP recorded during a concert given by John Mann in Huddersfield Town Hall, and featuring John playing the Steinway grand piano and the hall's magnificent Father Willis pipe organ, as well as his customary Eminent 2000 electronic. Well, I'll give you the details of the record after we've heard the Ding Dong Samba. Thank you. The Ding Dong Samba, played by John Mann on Eminent 2000, and taken from his new LP called John Mann Entertains, excerpts from a live recording made at Huddersfield Town Hall. It's on the Grosvenor Record label, and the number is GRS1167. Grosvenor GRS1167. Right, here's this week's concert information for you. Tomorrow the 14th, John Mann at the 3J's Gomas Hall at 7:30. On Sunday the 15th at 11 a.m, the concert at the Odeon Leicester Square, postponed from December the 1st, and now featuring Miss Ina Barger and not John Mann as previously advertised. At 2 p.m. on Sunday, Clive Hunter at the Cecil Theatre Hull. At 2:40, Ken Stroud and Andrew Nix at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham. And at 2:45, William Davis at the Castle Hill Church, Ipswich. Also on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, Peter Lish plays at the Municipal Hall, Eston, and Arnold Bloxham at the City School, Sheffield. And two concerts at 3 o'clock with David Redfern, Alistair Kiernan and Michael Waldridge at the Civic Centre, Aylesbury. And at the Assembly Hall, Worthing, the Douglas Reeve Christmas Show with special guests Cynthia Glover, Cilla Stewart and the Maria Singers. Finally, details of the last three concerts in Robert Wolfe's tour in aid of the Imperial Cancer Research Fund. Tomorrow the 14th, he'll be at the Fermoy Centre, King's Lynn, at 7:30, the Mumford Theatre, East Road, Cambridge, at 3 p.m. on Sunday the 15th, and next Thursday the 19th at the Corn Exchange, Bedford, at 7:30. And providing our finale this evening, some of the marvellous music from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, played on the Ossett Town Hall, Compton, by Simon Gledhill. Thank you. And with that selection from West Side Story, played by Simon Gledhill at Ossett's Town Hall, we come to the end of tonight's show. Thanks a lot for your company this evening, and hope you'll be able to join me again at 9:15 next Friday. For now, with thanks to producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye for now.